In this bulletin, the Catholic Church has a new pope, the first American to lead it. Pakistan claims to have killed up to 50 Indian soldiers in an escalating conflict. And in football, Australian CEO James Johnson resigns. G'day from the SBS Newsroom, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Robert Prevost has been elected as Pope, addressing crowds outside the Vatican. He will be known as Pope Leo XIV and is the first American to become pontiff. The 69-year-old was born in Chicago but spent many years as a missionary in Peru before being appointed archbishop there. Pope Leo addressed thousands of faithful who gathered after white smoke signalled the election of a new leader.
Fratelli, sorelle, carissimi.
Peace be with all of you. Beloved brothers and sisters, this is the first greeting of the risen Christ, the Good Shepherd, who gave his life for God's flock. I too like this greeting of peace to enter your hearts, to reach your families, to all people wherever they may be, to all peoples, to all the earth. Peace be with you.
La pace sia con voi.
In other international news, Pakistan's military claims to have killed up to 50 Indian soldiers and downed 25 drones as violence between the nuclear-armed neighbours continues to escalate. Officials say Israeli Harrop drones were shot down by air defence systems or neutralised through jamming after being sent to multiple locations in Pakistan. Indian officials also say they have shot down Pakistani drones. Local media is reporting the Indian government claims to have killed 100 people it describes as terrorists. Commenting on the killing of Indian soldiers, Pakistan's information minister says his country will target Indian military installations in any retaliations.
At the line of control, we have not only killed 40 to 50 Indian soldiers, but we have also destroyed their brigade headquarters. And you saw the fire. I'm not talking about a unit. In conventional warfare, destroying an entire brigade headquarters is a major success.
The tension follows a terror attack in Indian-administered Kashmir that killed 26 people last month, which India has blamed on Pakistan. India's Defence Ministry has not yet commented on the most recent attacks reported by Pakistan. Back in Australia, and firebrand Northern Territory Senator Jacinta Price has defected to the Liberal Party after sitting in the National Party room since she was elected in 2022. As a member of the country Liberal Party, Ms. Price can choose to sit with either the Liberals or Nationals. She says she believes she can have a greater impact by switching to the Liberals. National Senate leader Bridget McKenzie told Sky News she's disappointed.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's a devastating loss to our party room, particularly our Senate party room. We're a tight team. We're a close-knit team. We've fought many battles together. And whilst we're strong coalitionists, we are very, very separate parties. And so it's very disappointing news that Jacinta has decided to head over to the Liberals.
The Liberals have announced they will vote to elect a new leader in a party room meeting on Tuesday at 10 a.m. Deputy Susan Lee, Treasury spokesman Angus Taylor and immigration spokesman Dan Tehan are seen as frontrunners. The party's last leader, Peter Dutton, lost his seat of Dixon to Labor's Ali France at the election. Former New South Wales Liberal Premier Barry O'Farrell has told SBS News he's backing Miss Lee.
She's got the experience to do so. She's demonstrated in her portfolios, her capacity, but ultimately the task is for the Liberal Party to return to the centre, make itself electable again, and that's going to take a lot of hard work, and that hard work needs a leader who is going to include the whole team, ensure there is unity not just within the Liberal Party but within the coalition, because with the majority it has, it's even more important to have an effective opposition in Parliament so that the public of Australia get what they deserve.
Let's go briefly back to international news. And the Chinese President Xi Jinping is in Russia on a four-day state visit for discussions with Russian President Vladimir Putin. China purchases more Russian oil and gas than any other country and has helped provide Moscow with an economic lifeline in the face of Western sanctions. Moscow's main airport was forced to temporarily close down activities less than 3 hours before Mr. Xi Jinping's arrival, marking the third day of Ukrainian drones targeting the capital. Chinese ambassador in Russia, Zhang Hanhui, says avoiding escalations is the top priority for both nations. In sport, Football Australia chief executive James Johnson has resigned after 5.5 years in the role. Mr. Johnson says the decision wasn't an easy one, but he feels now is the right time to go. Former Matilda Heather Garriock will be interim chief executive until a new permanent leader is found. Thanks for listening. I'm Peggy Giacomelos from the SBS Newsroom. And if you want more in-depth analysis of what's happening in the day in news, check out SBS News In Depth. And you can also, while you're there, have a look at our other podcasts. They include World News Weekly, Cost of Living Secrets, and On the Money. And you can find those wherever you get your podcasts.